Janusz F., 47, truck driver, from Poznan, Poland. He is a one-man company and since 7 years the owner of a second-hand Volvo FH12, a 16.5 meters and 40 tons semi-trailer truck who transport cargo between Poland, Finland and Russia. He had started his business with a smaller old 3.5 tons Iveco truck back in the mid-1990s. Since loans of Western banks seemed to be a good deal in 2008, before the start of the economic crisis, he invested into a truck with maximum load capacity. Since then, he crosses Tallinn's harbour terminal about 5 times each month. Being an independent entrepreneur, Janusz F. is enjoying the freedom of choice of clients and destinations in the field of logistics. But for being able to pay back the credit, he is also happy to be frequently commissioned for jobs by larger logistic companies like the Danish DSV or German DB Schenker, brands dominating the transnational markets in Northern Europe. The load of the truck can be rather diverse. This time, Janusz F. transported textile and leather from Poznan to Tallinn. The trip started on Wednesday at 7 a.m. The ride of 1,900 kilometers took him 3 days and staying 2 times overnight in the truck. On the third day around noon, he arrived at a big furniture company in Jüri, near Tallinn. Some hours later, Janusz F. loaded plastic windows at a warehouse in eastern Tallinn, which he delivered to Tampere in Finland. The next morning he picked up load consisting of Finnish alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks near Espoo and headed for the ferry back to Tallinn. He unloaded at the Alko supermarkets adjacent to Tallinn harbour. While unloading, he got a phone call by the dispatcher. Because the receiving company in St. Petersburg, which would have been his next point of delivery, didn't pay the prefab parts for wooden plug hoses so far, he can't pick up the load in Tallinn immediately. Therefore, Janusz F. decides to stay in the Tallinn harbour area, parks his truck at the TIR parking aside a Russian, Lithuanian and another Polish truck. While the other drivers continue their journeys after a short talk, Janusz F. visits the supermarket to get some food and drinks to prepare for staying overnight or even for a long weekend without a paid job.